Our next report comes from Two Harbors. This is the North Shore Community School. Robbie TG is the instructor.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of May 25th, 2019. My name is Azalea, and I'm your phonologist for this week. In this spring season, with its cool, wet weather, things are happening later this year. One new sound of spring is that of the rustling leaves. The tiny new spring green leaves of the trembling aspen are growing and can be heard on these breezy spring days. The sounds of leaves are something we don't think about too often. The trees we spent learning about in environmental education class are bursting with leaves and needles. The oak, maple, paper birch, white pine, and balsam fir. The invasive buckthorn is also blooming in our school forest. Speaking of sounds, many warblers are back. These small insect-eating birds flit through the trees. It is good to look for them before all the leaves are up. Their colors are beautiful and help identify them, but so does their song. On Monday the 27th, the meowing sound of the gray catbird could be heard. It also has a medley of songs it will sing to you when you are out in your yard. We were out in the school forest on the 30th. The red-eyed vireo and the black-throated green warbler sang their song. On Friday, May 31st, Miss Jackson's class watched a red-winged blackbird fly back and forth from the edge of the school forest to the swale behind the school playground. It was calling and flying back and forth and seemed to be very curious about us as we watched it. What have you heard in your neighborhood? On Wednesday, May 30th, Ben saw a bee in his house. Because they had left the door open, black flies and mosquitoes because they had left their door open. Black flies and mosquitoes are out biting this week, too. Bears have been taking down bird feeders and garbage cans more and more. Miss Jackson spotted a skunk trying to get into her compost. We have found many violets in our forest. They come in purple, white, and yellow. They taste delicious as well. Our class is making violet sugar next week with the edible blossoms to flavor it. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Nice report, Azalea. Thank you so much. Rustling leaves. I love their imagery. Those kids do a nice job of writing up their reports.